This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. As we have studied what Paul teaches about Jesus Christ in Romans 8, we've seen that he is our elder brother, the firstborn, and as such a fellow heir. Listen to what Paul describes in verses 16 through 17. Growing out of these descriptions of Jesus Christ, the Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. Now, if we are children, then we are heirs, heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ, if indeed we share in his sufferings in order that we may also share in his glory. Paul here introduces Christ's sufferings. He is not here talking about Christ's redemptive suffering on the cross. What he is referring to is Christ's suffering for righteousness. I say this because of the way Paul links our suffering with Christ's suffering. Our suffering is not for our own redemption or that of another. Christ suffered for our salvation by dying on the cross for our sins. He, during his lifetime, also suffered for doing what was right. He was misunderstood often when he healed people on the Sabbath. He also was misunderstood when he tried to help people understand not only the letter of the law, but also the spirit of the law. When they misunderstood him, they would say nasty things about him. If what he did or taught exposed them to be what they were, sinners, they often would attack him and what he stood for. Jesus explained this in John 15:18-25. The world hated me first. They persecuted me. They hated me without reason. This did not surprise Jesus. It was predicted. Now it was being fulfilled, and he endured it patiently in our behalf.